Here we go. It's hour two of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. And it's time now to be joined by a special guest. We're talking Cowboys here with Joseph Hoyt of the Dallas Morning News. And a good afternoon, Joseph. How the heck are you?
Yeah, I'm doing well, fellas. I got the Rio booking done, got the Oxnard booking done. It's, you know, we're still a little far away, but at least we have some inkling of when football season is coming.
How much you know, like recreating or vacationing, do you ride into this Brazil trip? Like, you got to take advantage of this a little bit, don't you?
A little bit for sure. But, you know, it's funny, like, Rio has actually never been on my list of places I wanted to go. I mean, it's definitely going to be a lot of work. You know, that overnight flight there and back is going to be a lot. But I definitely, you know, I got to see the Christ of the Redeemer statue and got to see some other things. I might actually go to a Brazilian steakhouse. You know, I love me some of the Brazilian steakhouses out here, so we might have to try some real Brazilian steakhouse.
What about a Brazilian wax, Joe?
You know, I haven't dabbled there yet, but yet. Hey, you know, when in Rome, right?
I love it.
Man, Joe, you're doing a great job. Thanks for the off-season content. I see you pointing out they have three open roster spots right now, and you're talking about players the Cowboys could add. You got a top five here on the Morning News website. Do you believe that the Cowboys are interested in improving this roster before we get to Oxnard?
I think they are, but I do. I think it's kind of what they've been, you know, echoing a little bit in terms of there's a comfort level, right? And I think, you know, Brian Schottenheimer, when asked specifically about their linebacker room, you know, then right now it's kind of a D. Winters, DeMarvion Overshown, potentially Jay Sean Barham situation. Like, there's obviously a little bit of room for improvement if the situation was right, but I think that's where they're at with a lot of elements of their roster. They like where they're at, but if there's a situation that arises, they could be open to doing things. I think running back is another great example. I think they really like Phil Maffa. I think they were excited about what Jaden Blue showed at the end in terms of not only what he did on the field in week 18, but in terms of him kind of accepting that he needs to be more of a professional and starting to kind of get on that track. And then obviously Malik Davis, what he did was very impressive last year. But, you know, if a running back were to become available, you know, is that something they do to try and increase their room? I don't think that's out of the question at all. So I think that's where you're at. And then I think the big question in terms of potentially improving the roster, and I don't think this is something that happens, you know, June 2nd. But you look at offensive tackle, you know, and we talked about it a lot. I know Brian and I have talked about it. The idea of potentially moving to Tyler Smith and having that kind of card in your backhand to move him to left tackle, that's something that, you know, you can fall back on. But ideally, is that what you want to do? Probably not. Is there a tackle out there that makes some sense that could potentially add some competition with Tyler Guyton, Nate Thomas, Drew Shelton, and more? I think those are things to keep an eye on.
So like three different positions, running back, linebacker, tackle?
That's kind of where I was kind of, you know, mostly focusing on. I think if we're looking at what areas where there's comfort but slight uncertainty that could be improved with someone else, I think that's kind of where my mind went.
So when it comes to edge, we've chatted about Josh Sweat, and that was a name that I had heard a couple months ago that could be on the trade block. And I don't know if the Cowboys had interest or maybe they had just kind of kicked that around. Do you think that there could be any interest in a Josh Sweat?
Yeah, and I think that's a great example of kind of a little bit of what I was talking about in terms of, hey, man, if that situation becomes a place where they feel comfortable, yeah, like, why not, right? Like, I think Josh Sweat's extremely talented. Obviously, that there's some familiarity there, not only with Clayton Adams, you know, being on the other side of the ball there at Arizona, but obviously Ryan Smith in the secondary. And it doesn't take much to realize that Josh Sweat is a very talented guy. But I do think if you look at the contract, you look at the situation in Arizona, things would have to fall into place in order for that to happen. Right now, I kind of don't see that happening. Especially, like, I do think that there's comfort at the edge position with the Cowboys, too. Like, I think they really like Rashawn Gary. I think that they're optimistic about what Donovan Ezeraku can do in year two. I think, you know, when you look at Ezeraku, just as an aside, I think it's just so funny that the thing that we kind of hailed with him coming out of Boston College was, this is a guy that has every pass rush tool skill set there is, and he should be able to apply that.
Yeah.
Last year, it didn't really come out, but he played well in the run game. So I think that there's optimism about what if he could turn that corner and do that. And obviously, I think Malachi Lawrence, if you can harness that 10-second split, you know, get rid of those false steps, I think that there's a lot of optimism about the juice he brings off the edge as well.
Do you think we're, and maybe you're not, but I think that in terms of how our station's probably covered Rashawn Gary, are we kind of underrating him?
I don't want to speak for you guys because I haven't heard all the coverage, but, you know, I think with Rashawn Gary, there is a little bit of an underrated factor. I think the familiarity with Derek Ansley is going to help. You know, I think that they're going to have a good plan for him and how they utilize him. Obviously, they want to be really multiple, and I think that he's someone that gives you the capabilities to do multiple different things. Is he going to be the juice off the edge that I was just kind of talking about in terms of being optimistic about Malachi Lawrence? You know, no, there's no way. But I do think if you kind of look at what he did when he had someone next to him with some juice or, you know, opposite of him, I think this is someone that can understand pass rush lanes and get after there if he has a little bit of help from someone like a Micah Parsons. Obviously, the Cowboys don't have that. But I do think that he's a solid player that I in terms of where they turned after the Max Crosby deal, like, I didn't think that that was a bad move at all.
Joe Hoyt, Morning News with us here in the G-Bag Nation. How interested do you think they're going to be in terms of the Brendan Sorsby stuff if he goes supplemental in the draft there? Like, do you think that would be something that they would be interested in? How far would they go in terms of draft capital?
It's a good question. I haven't really dove into that, to be honest with you, too much with, you know, people I've talked to around the organization. I probably should. But I think, like, my initial kind of thought on that was, you know, I think that the Cowboys do like, you know, the ability to kind of try and set themselves up in the future with players that might not cost a lot. You know, obviously, you know, if you look at their last two starting quarterbacks, you went from Tony Romo, undrafted, to Dak Prescott, fourth round pick. Things worked out well there. And I think it's also kind of my philosophy on quarterbacks is it's almost like a dartboard, and I'd rather take as many darts thrown as possible, you know, regardless of round. You know, I was thinking about this. You know, if you got all your answers from Joe Milton a year ago in terms of what you think about him, why not try to flip Joe Milton for a day three pick and then use a day three pick in the supplemental draft on a guy like Brendan Sorsby, you know, to come in and learn from Sam Howell and Dak Prescott? That was one thought I had that purely just in my own brain, you know, but that obviously means that they would be giving up on someone they had a lot of talent or thought had a lot of talent going into last year and tried to develop. So, you know, I think it'd be intriguing. I think Sorsby's really talented, and it'll be fascinating to see what happens with the supplemental draft and what he does.
Hey, Joe, you know, we're all this whole really off season ever since Christian Parker was, you know, signed on. You know, we just kind of, it's like, oh, we don't know what he's going to do here or do there, you know, that kind of thing. We've got a little bit of some of the, you know, the OTA stuff or the, you know, the stuff that they've been working on. What are you looking for the most at training camp from him? Is there anything you're like, I'm interested to see this guy do this? Is there something you've kind of got a focus on?
Yeah, I think, to be honest with you, Brian, it's more just the kind of cohesion of everything he's putting together. And I know that's probably a pretty general statement for a guy being a first-time DC. But I do think that there's going to be elements, obviously, of what Vic Fangio did. And I'm curious to see, though, how he kind of creates his own version of things. You know, and there's one comment I just kind of can't get out of my head, and it's the way that Zach Bond talked about him and how you know, instrumental he was with not only what the secondary was doing coverages in Philadelphia, but how the front seven kind of adapted to what the back, you know, secondary was doing as well. And I'm just curious to see him work with linebackers. I'm curious to see him work about, you know, how they're going to be multiple and what that looks like in terms of different guys doing different things. You know, I know that he's going to be able to develop corners. And, you know, I'm so curious to see, you know, what kind of jump maybe a guy like Savone Rebel can take. Mm. You know, if Deron Bland, if healthy, can kind of come back. Devin Moore, you know, we talked about other guys with some, you know, height, weight, and speed kind of length abilities, what he can do from a developmental standpoint with them. But I think just the cohesion between the front and the secondary and how those two kind of play off each other. You know, and obviously you throw in the idea of BT Jordan there too and what they did in Denver from just a pass rush standpoint. It's not like it was one Micah Parsons type guy making plays. There was good rush lanes. There was good cohesion between what the secondary was doing and the pass rush. And I think that that's a huge area in terms of where the Cowboys can improve in 2026.
Hoping for it. I mean, they've invested in coaching, haven't they? Between Dixon, Uzu Deribe from Georgia, is that how I say that? And then BT Jordan, the three guys coaching it up. Hopefully that can get right. It's Joseph Hoyt, Morning News here with you on The Fan. We opened up talking Bobby Wagner and kind of going off the article. There's a number of people who want to sign the Bobby Wagner petition, and my signature has been on there, Joe. But I'm wondering if I should leave it on there because I'm just thinking, do we know what kind of linebackers Christian Parker, you know, really wants or what they need right now, and a guy that's going to play the run and I guess pass rush pretty good in Bobby Wagner, but might not have the speed to go sideline to sideline or coverage anymore. Like, am I comfortable? Do you think I'm safe believing that Christian Parker wants Bobby Wagner?
I think it's been fascinating because, you know, when I talk to people about Bobby Wagner specifically, like, there's not been like a no. you know, there's not been like, oh no, he's too slow, or no, he's not there. But it's also been almost more like a, you know, almost sometimes about reading people, and I'm not necessarily sure there's like excitement there either, but I haven't been ruled out on it. And so a part of me thinks that, you know, when it comes to a guy like Bobby Wagner, you look at his strengths right now, right? To your point, he's not a sideline to sideline guy. Right now, they have two very fast inside linebackers in D. Winters and DeMar Van Overshown, right? That's not Bobby Wagner. But I do think if we're talking about their linebacker room and what it looks like, not now, but maybe August 15th, right, or closer to training camp, you know, is there a need for someone that can just be a green dot? And obviously that'd be a little late for a guy like Bobby Wagner to come in. But is there someone just that can settle things in a linebacker room that hasn't been settled? And I think that that's almost where my mind goes in terms of potential Bobby Wagner thing. It's more of a read and react and see what a veteran can do, you know, late in the process. That's where my mind goes there. But I do think that they like the speed of D. Winters and DeMar Van Overshown. And they're hopeful that maybe a D. Winters or even someone like Curtis Robinson can, you know, be help them with the green dot and kind of get them going in that direction without a guy like Bobby Wagner.
So would you rather have a Bobby Wagner and trade for a Josh Sweat or trade for a Jordan Brooks and sign, say, a Von Miller?
Ooh. Well, me personally, the Jordan Brooks path sounds better. To me, you know, I also, but you know, Vaughn, I don't know how much juice Vaughn has left, if we're being honest.
Sure.
I think I would still go with the Jordan Brooks thing. I think that that's still a guy who was an all-pro linebacker a year ago, you know, top 10 in PFF, someone that can still move around and be, you know, a pretty standout linebacker for you. And if we're talking about this defense right now, you know, I think that is still the biggest question defensively, is what they're going to do at linebacker and how well a guy like D. Winters can adjust to being a true, you know, potential Mike Witt next to DeMar Van Overshown. There's a lot of questions in that linebacker room, and so I think a guy like Jordan Brooks would answer a lot of them. I just don't know if they're going to be willing to give up the price for that. You know, we checked in and at the you know, earlier this offseason, and it seemed like those talks had definitely cooled off with Miami about Jordan Brooks. So I don't know what it would take to revisit them.
Joseph Hoyt, Dallas Morning News with us here talking Cowboys and the G-Bag Nation. How healthy, have you heard any updates for Revel, for Bland? Like, what do you think of the cornerback room right now?
I mean, that's another question, to be honest. You know, I mean, I'll give credit to Clarence Hill, who talked with Savon Revel's dad, I believe, and said that he's out of the brace. We'll see exactly how healthy Savon is, you know, and going into your the Ron Bland foot thing really concerns me, if we're being honest. You know, I even asked kind of point blank to Jerry at the first end of the season press conference, like, how much does that concern you? And he said it was very concerning to have 2 foot surgeries back to back. You know, I think when you talk about feet with corners, it's such a huge thing because there's so much planting, so much anticipation. And if you even have a second of hesitation, that affects that anticipation. You know, I think that they've done a good job adding a lot of depth to kind of have some security there and some insurance policies. We'll see if those insurance policies have to cash in. You know, I think if Rebel's healthy, that's someone that it would really do a lot for this defense, not only now, but over the next handful of years, if you can get a lot of optimism in that corner spot from Savon Revel.
Wanted to circle back to the Sorsby idea that you had there. When do you think the quarterback thing would progress as far as trying to find the next guy? Would they want to bring in somebody to sit behind Dak, like Love behind Aaron Rodgers, for a year or two? Do you think it would progress next spring, where we're looking at using higher assets or more expensive resources to try to find the heir apparent, if you will?
Yeah, I think that's a good question, because I think they kind of have been doing it subtly, you know, for a while, right? Like, I think that they've tried some things. I mean, you don't trade for Trey Lance if you totally think that he's just a true backup that won't do anything, right? You want to see if he can develop. You trade for Joe Milton because you want to see if he can develop, because the risk versus the cost, it's in good direction for you, right? And you know, I think even signing a guy like Sam Howell, though, I think was kind of further evidence that they want to solidify more than just develop the backup quarterback position this year. So I think they've been attempting to do it. The question kind of becomes, as the years go on and Dak gets older and maybe the money just kind of gets more and more expensive, and I think you pointed it out, like, when do you start amplifying the resources used, right? When do you turn a fifth-round pick that you trade, you know, for a, you know, developmental guy to day two pick, you know, for someone that has intriguing stuff but also could step in? Or when do you say, you know what, we need to just trade up and go get a first-round quarterback, right? When do they say, like, let's target a Paxton Lynch and Johnny Manziel, which obviously has some concerns in targeting plays like that, you know, in the first round. So I think as years goes on, you could see those resources amplify. Right now, I just don't see them wanting to invest so much because they have so much confidence in what Dak Prescott can be. And honestly, if Dak Prescott isn't what they hope he can be, then this thing's a wash anyways.
You're the man, Joe. Keep it up. We'll keep reading it and talking about it on the show, and we'll look forward to catching up with you as soon as we can.
Yeah, fellas, always a pleasure. Talk
Salute.
To you later.
Joseph Hoyt, Morning News here with you on 105.3 The Fan. We'll come back, hit the C-note. Cowboys news of the evening. Speaking of Joseph Hoyt, I think he's got some more content for us to talk about. And four other names that he floated as possible players of interest for the Cowboys this summer. That's coming up next in the G-Bag Nation.